Welcome to Family Worship Radio, hosted by Lee Dodd, where we dig into the Bible and other great books just as we would in a family worship setting. You can utilize this podcast as the content of your family worship, or simply use it as an aid in your preparation. Let's get started.
Welcome to our third episode in our study on the attributes of God. In this episode, we will be discussing God's knowledge. A.W. Pink of God's Knowledge says, God is omniscient. He knows everything, everything possible, everything actual, all events and all creatures of the past, the present, and the future. He is perfectly acquainted with every detail in the life of every being in heaven, in earth, and in hell. As Daniel 2:22 says, God knows what is in the darkness. There are numerous references in our Bible to the reality that God knows all things. The theological term, children, is omniscience, that God knows all. The fact of the matter is that nothing escapes God's notice. Nothing can be hidden from Him. Nothing is forgotten by Him. He sees all things, and He knows all things. God never errs. God never changes. God never overlooks the smallest of details. In Psalm 139, verse 6, we hear the psalmist saying, "Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high. I cannot attain it." And that is exactly right. In this way, God is altogether different from His created beings, man. Our knowledge is extremely limited. God's knowledge is unlimited. Truly, He knows all things. In Psalm 139 again, we read more of God's knowledge in verses 2 through 4, when the psalmist says, "You know when I sit down and when I rise up. You discern my thoughts from afar. You search out my path and my lying down, and are acquainted with all my ways. Even before a word is on my tongue, behold, O Lord, You know it altogether." These and many other scriptures declare this reality, that God knows everything. Our God knows the beginning and the end. As a matter of fact, the prophet declares that He knows the end from the beginning. His knowledge is exhaustive. And when we think of God's knowledge of everything, of every event, of every thought, this can be somewhat troubling. Yet it does not need to be troubling to the believer. To the believer, it is a comfort. When Jesus speaks in the New Testament of God knowing the very number of hairs on our head, this is in the context of great comfort that Jesus speaks to His disciples. Because God knows us so intimately, we understand that God will care for us so intimately. He knows us so well, and He loves us so much. Remember Peter's conversation with Jesus in John chapter 21. Where Jesus asks him, "Do you love me?" And Peter responds, "Lord, You know everything. You know that I love You." Well, this is remarkable. Peter speaks what is true. The Lord knows all them that love Him. Nahum chapter 1, verse 7, "The Lord is good. He is a stronghold in the day of trouble, and He knows them that trust in Him." It is this knowing of us as Christians that should be so comforting to us. Yes, the infinite God, the one without beginning and the one without end, He knows us as His children. And He cares for us and protects us and watches over us and provides for us. To the believer, this should be a comfort. To the unbeliever, it should be a terror. And why? Because the scriptures declare, as in Numbers 32, verse 23, "Be sure your sin will find you out." The reality that no sin goes unnoticed. In Hosea chapter 7, verse 2, God through His prophet says, "But they do not consider that I remember all their evil. Now their deeds surround them. They are before my face." Yes, to the unbeliever who does not love God, who cares nothing for the glory of God, this should be a terror. Because no creature is hidden from His sight. but all are naked and exposed to the eyes of him to whom we must give account. Hebrews 4:13. When we speak of God's knowledge, we should ultimately stand in awe. There is no one like him when it comes to knowledge. God's knowledge of the future is as full and complete as is his knowledge of the past, as is his knowledge of the present. This is our great God, and this is a little bit of insight regarding his infinite knowledge. Let us praise the God who knows all things and live our days unto him. That concludes our study for today. Thank you for listening to Family Worship Radio. God bless you.